The Biden administration announced new rules on Wednesday to boost sales of electric vehicles and to phase out gas-powered cars. Meanwhile, federal funding aimed to expand charging infrastructure across the country has met a slow rollout. For WHYY's Climate Desk, Owen Racer reports on how important fast chargers are to increasing the use of EVs.
Although Level 2 chargers may sound the same as their Level 3 counterpart, their surge drastically varies. This leaves most of Philadelphia's EV drivers seeking the quicker Level 3 hookups, which some find to be scarce. Raphael Boateng says he doesn't see enough Level 3 charging stations in the city. He also has to pay the regular parking fee.
But I hardly use one in Philly because mostly you have to park your car and pay for the parking and also pay for the charging. So I try to save some bucks by charging where I don't pay for parking.
While Boateng's EV charges for hours, another Tesla driver in Center City pulls into a different garage. This time, a Level 3 supercharger awaits. Seth Miller says he sees the lack of fast chargers in Philadelphia as a business opportunity.
So our driving around, testing different charger ports and seeing how they work, that's really our way of seeing how the business is ran. So
if Miller launches his business to expand urban access to fast chargers, he will be able to take advantage of federal tax credits. One parking attendant in Center City who oversees a garage with 8 Tesla superchargers has seen how crucial the Level 3 chargers can be. Anthony Hall has assisted 2 electric vehicles that failed to reach his chargers, running out of electricity at the last minute, just when they were in sight of their speedy refill.
When after I seen that right there, I say I wouldn't want that. I'll stick to the gas.
Through a federal program, Pennsylvania began awarding dozens of statewide contracts this year. The goal of the federal program is to provide fast chargers every 50 miles. For the Climate Desk, I'm Owen Racer, WHYY News.